Franklin was ecstatic about taking the same job Uncle Teddy, by marriage, had used to jumpstart his own political prospects 15 years earlier. Franklin Roosevelt was sworn in on March 17, 1913, his 8th wedding anniversary, at the age of 31, and he immediately dedicated himself to emulating Teddy. His immediate boss, patron, and mentor was the famed progressive newspaperman Josephus Daniels. As both Secretary of the Navy and a journalist, Daniels represented all of the bizarre contradictions, from today's perspective, of the progressive movement. He was a thoroughgoing racist whose North Carolina newspapers regularly published horrendously offensive cartoons and editorials about blacks. But he was also deeply committed to a host of progressive reforms, from public education to public health to women's suffrage. A longtime ally of William Jennings Bryan, Daniels could sound both pacifist and belligerent notes, though once ensconced in the Wilson administration, he was a dutiful advocate for preparedness, expansion of the Navy, and ultimately, war. Daniels was constantly outflanked by his young assistant secretary's belligerence. FDR proved to be a very capable and astoundingly political assistant secretary. "I get my fingers into everything," he liked to say, "and there's no law against it." He particularly relished the fact that when his boss was away, he was the acting secretary. He loved the martial pomp, gushing with pride over the 17-gun salutes he received in his honor and taking an enormous amount of interest in designing a military flag for his office. Indeed, from day one, FDR was one of the big Navy boys, and he was constantly frustrated with what he perceived to be his boss's slow-footedness when it came to rearmament. From his days as assistant secretary, FDR formed a powerful alliance with constituencies deeply invested in the development of a large naval war machine, particularly the Navy League, which was seen by many as little more than a mouthpiece for steel and financial interests. Just a month after his appointment, FDR gave a pro-Big Navy speech at the League's annual convention. He even hosted a League planning meeting in his own office. During the months when the United States was officially neutral, FDR opened a channel with Teddy Roosevelt, Henry Cabot Lodge, and other Republican hawks critical of the Wilson administration. He even leaked naval intelligence to the Republicans so they could attack the administration, and Daniels in particular, for unpreparedness. Today he might be called part of the neocon cabal inside the Wilson administration. FDR witnessed, approved, and on occasion participated in all the excesses of World War I. There's no record anywhere that he disapproved of George Creel's propaganda ministry or that he had any larger misgivings about the war abroad or at home.